This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, spring is here on the calendar, but there's not too many signs of it outside thanks to the crazy weather we've had this week. Wet weather is delaying the 2018 planting season, and agronomy salesman for CHS, Russ Phipps, is ready to see some warmer temps. Today, Russ has an update for us on spring fertilizer application, seed deliveries, and the ever-popular topic, dicamba.
Yeah, I cover Jersey County, Greene, Calhoun. I go into St. Charles, Missouri, and then I also would touch a little bit into Madison County in Illinois.
All right, so not a lot of field work or really much of anything going on this week. We've had snow and rain, and I think fields are still pretty wet. What do things look like in your area?
Yeah, this morning I woke up. It's 27 degrees here. It's wet, and we are not doing much right now. The fields are plenty wet, and it doesn't look like there's going to be anything go on here for probably another at least a week or 10 days.
Well, I don't think you're alone in saying that. I know other guys, agronomists or farmers in the listening area, are in the same boat. As far as preparing for spring planting, how is spring fertilizer application coming along? Do you have a lot of that left? And seed delivery? Give us an update on those things.
We do have quite a bit of ammonia still left to put on. We were just starting to kind of get rolling whenever this wet spell turned. We've still got some dry fertilizer to go on as well. We've been getting chemicals out to guys who will be putting down residuals for corn and soybeans ahead of time. We've also been getting seed deliveries together. We've got a lot of them out the door, but still a few left to get together, whether the customer will be picking them up or they need them on farm.
Sounds good. Kind of a big topic here lately is the rain we've been receiving and how are moisture levels in the soil. Would you say we're in a pretty good spot now with all the moisture we've had?
Yeah, I think we are. It was getting pretty scary there before this all started. We were actually talked to a lot of customers about, whether or not we were going to have enough moisture to plant. So that's certainly not a worry now. I feel like our moisture levels are really good going into spring, and hopefully things can clear up here shortly and we can get rolling.
Well, that sounds great. Russ, another hot topic throughout the last year, and I know going into plant 18 is dicamba, and there's been a lot of trainings throughout the state. How do you feel as we prepare for the 2018 growing season and using that product and with what we heard a lot of complaints about drift last year? I know during the meetings a lot of things have been discussed and probably things learned, but comments from you about dicamba and how you feel going into this growing season.
I feel a lot better about it. I think through the training they've brought up some things that I think we all probably could have done a better job with, as far as maybe the speeds that we're traveling when we're spraying these fields, boom heights, things that we just haven't thought of in a long time with the herbicides that we've been used to spraying. I think that we can focus more on this year, and it will be a lot better scenario for this technology. The technology itself, I think, is very vital in us moving forward, as far as weed resistance goes with Palmer and water hemp in this area. I feel like it's going to be a necessity for us to have over the years to come, and I think we will have a lot better outcome this year.
How are your conversations with growers about the product? Are there mixed feelings about it? Are there a lot of people that are on board, or what's the talk out in the countryside, I guess?
So whenever I talk, usually I guess you'd say north of 70. In Illinois, you have very, very well accepted the technology. It's done very well. We've had clean fields. There's a lot more people who are dicamba up here, so you don't really have as much of an issue with the drift. When you move south, there's a lot more people who are, I'd say it's about a 50-50 split. As I go into Missouri, it's almost all Liberty over on that side of my territory. But It's you're right. It's very passionate discussions that have been had about the product.
Well, we can only hope that things go well this growing season, and after all the trainings, hopefully there's less issues this year. Sounds like those were a positive experience for you, Russ. Any final comments from you today, things you'd like to tell farmers while you have the chance?
I would just like to tell Mother Nature to let up for a little bit so we can get planting 18 started.
Russ Phipps, agronomy salesman for CHS, and we'll have more ag news in just a moment. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced the reopening of enrollment for the new and improved margin protection program for dairy. USDA says the program, changed by the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2018, will provide better protections for dairy producers from volatile milk and feed prices. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue said in a statement that the Bipartisan Budget Act provided some much-needed incentives to help farmers strengthen their farms and mitigate risks. The revised program changes the calculations of the margin period to monthly rather than bimonthly, along with increasing covered production to 5 million pounds on the Tier 1 premium schedule while reducing the Tier 1 premiums. Dairy operations must make a new coverage election for 2018 if they have enrolled during the previous 2018 sign-up period. The enrollment period will run from April 9th to June 1st of this year. Well, China's new tariffs against U.S. ag and other products announced this week may be just the opening in what could be an all-out trade war between the two countries. China's just announced 25% tariff on U.S. pork and an extra 15% on U.S. fruit and ethanol were likely just a shot across the bow as the U.S. prepares a new list of Chinese products to target in a spat over PRC technology theft. The U.S. will cover up to $60 billion in Chinese high-tech goods versus China's $3 billion list of U.S. products, which could yet be expanded to include already threatened U.S. soybeans worth $14 billion in sales to China. U.S. Trade Ambassador Robert Lighthizer, on his preferred list before the Senate Finance Committee last month, said this.
Aerospace and aeronautics equipment, maritime equipment and high-tech shipping, modern rail transport equipment, new energy vehicles and equipment, power equipment, agriculture equipment, new materials, and biopharma and advanced medical products.
Lighthizer says the Chinese want to be world dominant in most of those products by 2025, and that would be bad for the U.S. economy.
There are some areas that you just have to protect yourself from them. So you can't be in a position. They're not going to change their attitude on these things, but we can at least be in a position where U.S. industry isn't wiped out because of it. And if we don't do that, then shame on us.
Lighthizer's final list, expected soon, will trigger a 30-day comment period before the tariffs take effect. The next move will then be up to China. Former U.S. trade negotiator Darcy Vedder tells the Washington Post American farmers will probably bear the brunt of any new rounds of Chinese tariff increases. The number two overseas market for U.S. farm goods bought almost $20 billion in U.S. ag products last year. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.